Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I'm so glad you guys are tuning in to season four of the Osweet Bar podcast. This is a podcast that's dedicated to your personal growth. Our desire is to see you fulfill everything that you have and that God has for you, spirit, soul, and body. So first, just want to welcome you guys back. I know there are a lot of different voices, a lot of different podcasts out there, so it's truly an honor that you guys tune into this one. And so we post every Monday, and this is where we do our Monday messages, and you'll hear messages from me. There'll be times where I'll do interviews and connect with different guests, and I'll have that available for you guys. I do want to invite you, highly recommend that you guys sign up for our Growth Environment Newsletter or Growth Environment Guide. All you have to do is just email me at hello@osweibar.net or DM me at the Osweet Bar Podcast on Instagram, your email, and I'll get you set up. Basically, what you'll get from this is a weekly growth environment guide that'll have the show notes listed and also extra resources, what we talk about or introduce in the episode. And so I'm going to go ahead and dive right in. I'm going to start off with this season called Embrace the Gap. And so I won't always do series, you know, when we do our teachings, but this month, as we're starting back up for season four, I really felt like Embrace the Gap is something we need to talk about. And so here's the kind of the idea behind it. How many of us have been in seasons that feel like they just never end? You know, our desire may become this or that. We may desire a different future for us to be better, to grow, to develop more, you know, but your starting point where you're currently at and your end will always be a long journey. Now, I know you're probably thinking, Josue, come on, man, don't do me like that. Don't, I thought this was going to be good news. You're telling me news that I already know. But man, I want to tell you that gap, what I've seen it do is discourage so many people. You know, but this month, what I really want to help us to do is I want us to change our perspective. I want us to be challenged. And I want us to be open to the idea of embracing the gap. You see, the gap can cause so many people to quit, to give up, to lose hope. But when we switch our perspective, I believe we can even come to a place of embracing the gap. And that's what I hope to do with us today. So if you have your Bibles, if you're driving, please do not turn to your Bibles. But we're going to go to 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 16 through 19. And this is going to be the New King James Version. And here it goes. It says, "And he said, thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, and your animals may drink. And this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. He will also deliver the Moabites into your hand, and you shall attack every fortified city and every choice city, and shall cut down every good tree and stop up every spring of water and ruin every good piece of land with stone." So give a little context behind this situation here. You know, currently the kings of Israel, they're gathered together and they're having issues with the Moabites. So one of the kings says, isn't there a prophet out that we can reach out to? And so Elijah, he drops this bomb on them, and it's powerful. And he's telling them this powerful word that I think at times we can feel like we're in. And he tells them to dig ditches, right? Make the valley full of ditches. You know, the thing about it is ditches, man, that's hard work. That's labor intensive. It takes a lot. Especially when you're making a valley full of them. But the thing is, the Lord warns them and he says, you're not going to see wind, nor are you going to see rain. And so here's the deal. The picture that's being painted is, one, you have to do labor-intensive work. It's going to take a lot of effort. And you're not going to see any immediate fruit. You're not going to see wind, or you're not going to see rain. But the promise is that you shall see your valley filled with water. And it's going to feed your cattle and your animals. So it's a lot of faith here, but I believe a lot of times we may be in this season. Those who are listening right now, you may be believing for God to promote you. You may be believing God for increase. You may be believing God for healing. You may be believing God for just a change in your situation. And it may feel like how this is being described here, that, you know, you're being asked to dig ditches. It's hard work. It's labor intensive. And you're not seeing immediate fruit. Again, this is where I've seen people in that gap, right? There's a gap between where you currently are and what the promise of God has for you. And I've seen so many people quit in the gap. There are times where I've quit during the gap. But the thing is, when you quit during the gap, you just have to repeat. So this series is going to help us challenge us. And, you know, I used to be a youth pastor. So, we have fun with acronyms. And so I have an acronym for you guys that's going to help you embrace the gap. And so, don't worry, I won't do like a, you know, one of those YouTube, you know, commercials that lead you on a long path and then never tell you what it is. I'm going to tell you up front right here. This is the breakdown of the acronym GAP. It's gratitude, act, and pray. Gratitude, act, and pray. This episode here, I'm going to focus on gratitude. So let's talk about it. The definition of gratitude means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for, and to return kindness. So again, we talked about this earlier, but think about the assignment to dig ditches. It's challenging. Hard work, no immediate fruit, no wind or rain. And this is an easy opportunity to complain, right? Think about it for yourself right now, where you're currently at, where you're being faithful. It's so easy to complain because maybe you're not in your dream. You're not in what you have imagined. You know, you probably imagine better for yourself and you're in a different situation. You're digging ditches. So it's easy to complain. But Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32 says this, and this is the Amplified Classic. It says, "He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. He who rules his own spirit than he who takes a city." Wow. This is powerful. This is a powerful verse here because he's saying here, if you're slow to anger and if you rule your own spirit, man, you're better than someone who can take on a city, right? In other words, it may be easier to take on a city than control your own self. It's easier to go and force your will on someone than control your own. But man, I'm here to tell you, and I want to encourage you that you have something. There's something different about you, and so this is one of the ways that is going to help you walk in gratitude. Is to know this: is that you decide your attitude. You have the fruit of the Spirit in you. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23, it says this in the King James Version: "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." So, you know, a lot of times when we look at us in our self-being, we think of ourselves as, you know, we're a person, we have a body, we have a soul. But the Bible actually breaks it down and tells us that we're spirit, soul, and body. And our spirit man, that's why when we're born again, when you're born again, you know, if you were 6 foot, 200 pounds, and you only had a high school education, you know, when you're born again, you're not a baby. You know, you're still 6 foot, 200 pounds, and have a high school education. So, but when you're born again, you have a new spirit living on the inside of you. And part of what's in that spirit man of you, that newborn again spirit, is the fruit of the Spirit. So you get to decide what's going to come out of you. Is it going to be your flesh? What your flesh is, your body, you know, it just responds off emotions. It becomes upset, becomes angry. However, right, it's easy to complain. Or are you going to respond out of your spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? It is your choice. And this is one of the biggest revelations that has helped me walk more in gratitude, is to realize this, that it is a choice. You have a choice. So when our flesh has a bad attitude, our spirit man needs to growl at it with gratitude. Okay. Now I know you're probably thinking, Sway, that was super cheesy. You know, I promise there's more to come, not on this episode, but yeah, no, seriously. But when your flesh has a bad attitude, your spirit man needs to growl back. You need to allow the lion of the tribe of Judah living on the inside of you to come back and with gratitude. So we have a choice in our attitude. We are a spirit that has the fruit of the Spirit living on the inside of us. My dad would always tell me this as a young kid, is like, Josue, you can choose. You can choose to be happy or you can choose to be sad. So let's choose gratitude. So let's get practical. What does it look like to choose gratitude? Well, first off, it comes down to what you're focusing on. So what are you focusing on? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, in the New King James Version, it says this, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So this is powerful because what it's saying here, it's your attitude is really going to come forth with what you think on. And that's why Paul here in Philippians, he's challenging everyone to think or to meditate, to focus, put your attention on things that are good, true, noble, just, etc. So you have to choose. And so one of the things that I've adopted, and I've been doing this for the last, you know, I believe it's like 3 months or so, no, about 2 months, is, you know, writing three things down I'm grateful for in my journal. You know, I have begun journaling every day, and it's used to be a challenge for me, but I'm a digital journaler, all right? And honestly, I do want to make a shout out here for you guys for the Growth Environment Guide. I'll actually give you a little breakdown template of my journal, but man, I found it so easy once I do it online. It's helped me a lot. But basically, part of the first things that I do in the morning is I write down three things I'm grateful for in my journal. And it's really simple. It's just, I'm trying to think, what are the things that I'm thankful for? I was just talking with a buddy of mine not too long ago. And, you know, he was just saying that one of this year, what he wants to do better is being more grateful. And so I was telling him about how, what I do with my journal is that I write three things out that I'm grateful for. But I sit down and I literally try to think. I think through, like, what am I thankful for? You know, sometimes there may be challenging things that happen. Like, you know, my anniversary just happened and I was going to the gym. And man, I got sideswiped by a car. You know, someone ran a red light and they hit me. And the thing is, man, they jacked my truck up. And my truck was already in a shape where it wasn't the best because I was sliding down on some ice and got hit by a tree. But now I got another piece of dent in my truck. And I'm like, man, that stinks. Right? But I began to think, like, wow, like, all right, you know, no, first off, no one got hurt. So that's glory to God. You know, so that's something to be grateful for. Secondly, that I'm so glad that they hit the tail end of my truck and they didn't hit me. Like, they would have hit me, it would have been really rough. So I'm thankful for life. And you know, the other thing that I'm thankful for is that it drives. Like, man, I remember the days of not having a vehicle. There's been times where I didn't have a vehicle and I was walking around. I was bumming rides from friends. You know, that was rough. I remember, you know, when someone did give me a vehicle. But man, it was a beater. Like, it didn't go over 30,000 RPMs. Like, it was very slow. It was very loud. And it was nuts, man. Like, people knew when I was driving by. Like, it was that loud. But man, I'm not driving something that's like that. You know, I have a nice truck. And so, you know, what I began to do is just get my mind off of things that, you know, it can be so easy to focus on, man, I got hit today. Or man, my truck looks ugly. Or it doesn't look the best. But the thing is, guys, I'm not walking. So I'm thankful I can get a point A to point B, and it's ultimately what the purpose of a vehicle is for anyways. And so I could still load up my bed on the truck. So anyways, it's what you focus on. Choosing your attitude is by what you focus on. And so one of the practical ways of doing that is by, when you wake up in the morning, man, think of three things that you're grateful for. Man, you may feel like it's bad now, but man, you probably pray to get to the place that you're at right now. You know, I know people who make their journey out here to Karis. Man, they, you know, they're in their second year or so and it starts getting hard. And, you know, the thing is to think about, like, man, you prayed to be there. Or I think about people who are in ministry and man, they struggle with the hard work behind it, or the people side of it, or the skill side of it. However, but man, remember at that one point that you prayed to be in ministry. So anyways, it's just shifting your focus. So taking time to change your focus. Again, I have a whole template that I go through on my journaling. So if you DM me at the Osway Bar podcast or shoot me an email at hello@osweybar.net, that will be in the growth environment guide. So what are you focusing on? The other thing is, a lot of times we just have too much focus on ourselves. You know, sometimes we just got to take focus off ourselves. Like, again, another example of this, it's like you can feel like you have it rough, but then when you start looking at someone else or seeing where someone else is at, it's like, man, they may have it rough. Like, I saw this comic strip before, and it was really interesting, really helped me gain some different perspective. But it was about a person who was, you know, walking and just was looking at someone in the car and said, man, I really wish I had a car. You know, that would have really been nice to have a car right now. And then there's this other person that was in the wheelchair watching the guy who was watching the people in the car and said, man, I really wish I could walk. Man, I really wish I could walk. And there was another guy in the hospital bed who was a paraplegic who couldn't even move his body and said, man, seeing the guy in the wheelchair says, man, I wish I could move my arms. Right? So it's in this, like, you know, sometimes we just need to take the focus off ourselves. You know, I love this quote from C.S. Lewis about humility. It's humility isn't thinking less of yourself. It's just thinking of yourself less. I'll say it again. Humility isn't thinking less of yourself. It's just thinking of yourself less. So I'm not saying you think less of yourself, but what I'm challenging you is to think more about God's heart and its people. It's you too, but it's people. So we have to take the focus off ourselves. One of the practical ways that I do that, honestly, is it's a morning challenge that I've adopted recently as well. But I take time to pray and text one person that I'm grateful for. Every morning I get up and just, you know, I text someone that I'm grateful for and I let them know how much I appreciate them. And then I always end with, how can I pray for you? So again, I'm writing three things down that I'm grateful for and, you know, being intentional about that. But then the next thing is I'm asking the Lord, like, who, man, and I'm just going through my memory, taking, you know, things off myself or focus off myself. And I'm thinking of someone else, like, man, what have they done to my life? Or what have I admired about them? And just different things. And, you know, I'll text them and let them know, man, I appreciate them. And then the other part is I'm asking them to, for anything I could pray for. And I'm praying for them. I'm praying for them there because what I'm doing is I'm taking attention off myself and I'm putting attention on someone else and I'm encouraging them. And, you know, the powerful thing is that's a boost, man. It's a boost of energy. It's better to give than receive, the Lord says. And so that's a practical way of taking focus off yourself. Lastly, what are you focusing on? So, you know, focusing on the situation or focusing on yourself. But then lastly, just a way to choose gratitude is giving it to God. Giving it to God. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, it says this, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Man, the Lord loves you. He's for you, not against you. And some of the practical ways of doing that is just by truly naming the things that you're feeling. Like, man, if you're going through something hard or you're struggling, give it to the Lord. You know, talk about it. Speak it out. You know, he already knows what you're thinking. So might as well just say it. Might as well just put it out there. Like, Lord, this is, I'm annoyed by this. This, you know, ticks me off. You know, give it to the Lord and just give it to him and pray. And when you cast your cares upon him, I'm telling you, he will take care of you. This is a part of growing in humility is by saying, I'm not going to take care of this. I'm giving this to the Lord and he's going to give me guidance or he's going to help take care of this. Right? You're putting trust in him. You know, I've shared this story before. So for those who are real familiar with the podcast, you've heard this. But for those who haven't, I remember one time. So again, I was a kid here, but my dad would always tell me, oh, so you get to choose. You can choose to be glad or you can choose to be sad. I remember one time, you know, I was in a mood. I was in a temper tantrum, all upset, crying. And my dad comes to me and says, oh, Sway, you could choose to be glad or you could choose to be sad. And I remember just crying, ooh, ooh, Dad, I want to be glad. Can you tickle me? can you tickle me? You know, and so what he does is he tickles me and we have this cool little father-son moment. And, you know, it was awesome. And so sometimes we just need to do that with the Lord. The Lord tells us that he is our comforter. So why do you think he would tell us that? Well, it's because when we're a place of discomfort, we need to rely on the comforter. So we can lean on him. We can ask him, man, give me comfort right now. Bring me joy. The word says that there's in his presence is fullness of joy. So when you're having a hard time choosing gratitude, one, switch your focus. But the second step is also giving it to God and allowing God to give you something special, which is gratitude, which is a different attitude, which is joy. Okay. So again, I understand some of us may be in a season where we're in the gap. We see something totally different. But what I want to encourage you to do in this season is to embrace the gap. And how do we do that? You may be digging ditches. It may be hard. It may be rough. But I want to encourage you to hang on to the promise that the waters will be filled. You may be standing for your healing, but I want you to hang, you know, and you're not seeing. There's a gap between what the promise is and the full manifestation. I want to encourage you, embrace the gap. Embrace the gap. Embrace it with gratitude. You may be in a place where you're believing for prosperity to grow in your finances. You may not be where you want to be, but I'm encouraging you, embrace the gap. Embrace gratitude, because guess what? You're not poor. You could be, but you're not. So embrace it with gratitude. Man, you're not where you want to be, but man, you know what? You've left the train station, okay? You may not be where you want to be, but you've left. Embrace it with gratitude. Embrace the gap, all right? You may want to promote. You may want a different job. It may be hard. You may be digging ditches. But I'm encouraging you, when you embrace the gap, hold on to the promise, you are going to see a promotion. But you got to do it with gratitude. Gratitude. And you do it with a good attitude. I'm telling you, people are going to want to work with you. And that's going to make you promotable. All right. So remember this powerful truth. You have the choice to choose. And how you do that practically is by what you focus on. All right. You can adopt the challenge and write three things down that you're grateful for every day. You can text someone, let them know that you're grateful for them and offer to pray. And then you can give it to God. All right. So I want to leave you with a 1 minute challenge today. All right. I've switched it up. I used to call it 3 minute challenge, but I think that was hard for some of y'all. All right. So I'm going to take it easy. 1 minute. Okay. So think about it. It's 60 seconds. All right. This podcast is all about growth. So what I want is just 60 seconds of your time, 60 more seconds. Before you listen to the next podcast, before you go into music, before you go, you know, do what you're going to do next, just take 1 minute. It's just 60 seconds to do this challenge with me. And here's my 1 minute challenge. It's write down three things that you're grateful for. Do it right now. All right. Shift your focus. Shift your focus. What are the three things that you're grateful for? And secondly, I just want you to text someone who's impacted your life and let them know why you're grateful for them and offer to pray for them. Okay, so that's my 1 minute challenge for you today. Also encourage you again, sign up for our growth environment guide and you'll get the show notes to this episode and also a template of how I journal. So it's season 4. It's good to be back. Can't wait to hear from you guys. Talk to you later. Peace.